Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Vivina with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland MP has come under fire on social media for calling the state's youth crime issue a media beat-up. Capalabar MP Don Brown says, "At the moment when I see a media beat-up, I'm going to call it out." Brown has historically advocated for tougher laws on youth criminals and has since backtracked on the post.
Grounded MRH-90 Taipan helicopters are being transported from Prosperin to Townsville a month after a fatal military exercise in the Whitsundays killed four men from Sydney's 6th Aviation Regiment. The relocation is expected to take until Saturday to complete, with the Burdekin Bridge to be closed periodically. A spokesperson for the defence says investigations into the crash are ongoing.
In national news, a deaf First Nations man who says he only recently heard about the Indigenous voice to Parliament has sparked concern of leaving cohorts with hearing loss out of the discussion. 47-year-old Tunjunji man Leslie Footscray says the words "yes" on a t-shirt at an Indigenous dance festival last month and asked a support worker to explain what it meant. Footscray says, "My deaf mob are in the same position and they need to vote." According to Footscray's support worker and Mbadu woman, Sue Millis-Frank, it is the government's responsibility to provide additional resources, more interpretations, and more interpreters.
Researchers conducting an annual aerial survey have found southern right whales on the nation's southern coastline could be at their lowest since 2007. Last year, around 530 whales were recorded, while this year, around 320 whales were counted. Pilot and co-researcher Jenny Schmidt says there's nothing out there at all. It's like going through a desert. Schmidt hopes that whale numbers may boost for next year.
In international news, an adult lion being transported by its owner has escaped the private vehicle, causing panic on a main road in the Pakistani city of Karachi. The lion wandered through the area, making its way to a basement of a nearby building before being captured and transferred to a wildlife department compound. The owner of the lion has since been detained and a case will be registered against him.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.